Hello.
Hi, is that Alexander?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Francesca calling from INS Law about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now good
Aye.
to talk?
Eh?
Is now a good time to talk?
Aye.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you for data protection, okay?
Right.
So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Alexander Mullen.
And have you been known by any other names before?
No.
Yeah, no problem. And your date of birth?
23rd of 12th, 1968.
So the 20th.
23rd.
23rd. And your current address?
I live in Northfield Drive, Alexandria.
And can I grab a postcode, please?
G83 9BG.
And just to confirm as well, the email I have on file for you is alexandermullen68@yahoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And is this the best number to contact you on?
Yeah.
And just a couple more questions. So would I be able to grab the address that you were in prior to being placed into care, if you recall?
Pardon?
So the address that you were in before being in care, if you remember.
Oh, Tambowie Street, 52 Tambowie Street, Knightswood, Glasgow.
And would I be able to get your parents' names, please?
Peter McSween Mullen and Francis Mullen.
And if you're registered with the GP at the moment, would I be able to take the name of the practice?
Bank Street, Alexandria. Woman Surgery.
Which surgery was it? Sorry?
Woman Surgery.
And you said that you haven't been known by any other names, no whilst in care, anything like that?
No.
No, no problem. Okay, so just to let you know as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Right.
So I appreciate discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting, so please take your time during the call, and if you need a break at any point, just let me know, okay?
Right.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
Well, I was brought up, they were saying I was a bad behaviour child.
Yeah.
But it was epilepsy I had.
Okay. If you need a break at any point during the phone call, if you
Aye, no
need to
bother.
explain anything, just let me know, okay? So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, go through your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then we'll gather some information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Right,
Yeah.
fine.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application. So under that government scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not. So with INS Law, so we do not operate under that statutory scheme, so we don't claim any government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So at this stage, would I just be able to confirm that you've not instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to the redress scheme at
Well,
all? No.
I thought I did, but I've no heard nothing
Who was that
in
with?
nearly 2 years. I don't know. They phoned me up, took a photo of my passport,
Yeah.
spoke to me because the police were out seeing me about
Did
the
you
abuse.
sign any contracts with them?
I never signed nothing because it was all done on the phone.
Okay, no, that's okay then. So as long as you haven't signed any contracts with them, and but for them to be able to take your application to redress, you would have had to sign contracts. So not too sure if they've taken it any further or not. So what we'll do is we'll do our best now to get your application done today, and then if you're happy and you sign the contracts, we'll get it sent to redress. And
but
if there is...
See, how can you sign it if you're on the phone to them? You can you?
Yeah, so with us, so once we've done the application, we send you a link which contains all of the contracts and the forms and everything, and then you can sign it on your phone. So it's like an like an electronic signature.
No, I don't know how to do that.
So I can explain it and talk you through it. It's okay if you need any help with it. So it's like, what phone do you use?
Google Pixel.
Yeah, so it's a touchscreen thing. So once you open the link on your phone, it'll be like a box that says tap to sign. And if you click in that, then you just draw the signature with your finger on the screen and then submit it that way.
Right. Yeah, you take a photo of the passport as well?
Yeah, so we'll need a photographic
ID. Right, see, I've done that. It was two girls in an office, but I think they've got me to do that, but I've not heard that in 2 years.
Yeah, no, you definitely should have. You should have had the award by now, within 2 years.
Aye.
So what we'll do, if you're happy to proceed with us, we'll send it off to redress, and then if there is an application in your name, they'll get back to us and let us know.
Right,
okay?
Then you can phone me and let me know.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah, so we'll keep you updated as much as possible, okay? So regarding that, so with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So say redress comes back and they say, oh, we have one in this client's name, then there's no charges or anything like that. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So it's a no-win, no-fee. So there's no prior fees or anything like that. So it's important to let me clear. So we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well. So is everything okay? So do you have any questions for me?
No.
No problem. So if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme, we gather and review all the evidence for you, we prepare and submit the application, we do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, and then if an offer is made, then we can advise you on it. We'll explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered to you, and then we can assist them with any reconsideration or review processes as well.
Right, so what happens if these people what have meant to have dealt it, you'll find out if they've done it.
So if we just get back to us and say that there's an application in your name, so we'll be able to help in the transfer, or you can request for them to transfer your details over to us and we'll pursue it instead.
Right.
But if you haven't signed anything, then there's no obligation to stick with them. But if you haven't signed anything, I highly doubt that an application has been sent to redress.
Right.
They wouldn't be able to do that without your signature.
Right.
So we'll just submit it and then we can see what they come back with then.
Right.
So with the statutory waiver warning as well, so if an offer is made to you, we'll fully explain it before you decide whether to accept anything. And accepting an award, so it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Right. Nobody's gave me an offer anyway.
Yeah, but within 2 years, you probably should have had one by now. So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And like I said, it's also if you withdraw your application on our advice, but if for redress, there's no charges either. So don't worry about any charges.
Right.
So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rest still remains. Would you be happy for us to do that?
Aye.
Yeah, perfect. And just to be able to formally act for you as well, so you've spoken about it, so we'll require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll need photographic ID and then proof of address. Yeah, so we'll need a passport and then a letter that's dated within 3 months of today's date.
Aye.
Okay, so I'll send you...
Possible letter.
Yeah, anything like that, as long as it's been sent within the last 3 months. So I'll send over an email with all the information regarding that, and then you can respond to the email with the photos, if that's okay.
Right. Yeah, I know the police were involved, because the police came out to question me, and people have been charged, and one's so far deceased. No, I mean, but she was the main one that was getting charged.
What do you mean by that, sorry?
Well, the police came out to see me.
Yeah.
The CID. Regarding nuns.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? What had happened.
Yeah.
Because they were going through the court cases with the nuns.
Yeah.
But one had died, but they were still taking other people to court.
Yeah, so with that, so that'll be a claim against like the individual person. So that's okay. So with this one, it's against the like social services.
Social services.
So just a couple more questions, and then we'll go into the case settings. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries compensation, any court-ordered damages, settlements, or advance payments?
1 year ago, I was assaulted.
Yes, is anything relating to what happened to you?
No.
That's okay. And do you have any criminal convictions?
Have I got any criminal convictions yet?
Yeah. So it's for
anything? No abuse or anything like that? No.
Or imprisonment of 5 years or more?
No.
That's fine. And with your application as well, you're able to add a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd then contact them. So would you like to do that? You can do the same.
Yeah, it'd be my son, Dylan.
Yeah. So I'll be able to get his full name, please.
Dylan John Mullen.
Yeah. And his date of birth?
Oof. Is it 30 or 31 days, September?
Yeah, so we'll need date of birth, email or contact number, and then their current address.
Right, Sport B Orbison Place, Faithfully. Clyde Bank.
How do I spell that street name, sorry?
Orbison, like Roy Orbison.
Orbison Place.
Yeah, Faithfully.
And do you have a telephone number or an email address for him?
Oh, no. It's on my phone.
Okay, that's okay. So if you'd be able to send that over to us at a later date.
Right.
That'd be great. And what year was he born?
Well, he's 29 this year.
29.
On the 31st September.
So moving on from that, would you be able to let me know the names of the case settings that you were placed into with approximate time frame, so anything you can recall, an estimate?
I was in Smiley Home, Fairley, down Lanarkshire. I must have been about 3 or 4 year old. I'd shut down now.
It was Smiley Home.
Aye, or Smile. But your police had all that information.
And what area was that?
Lanarkshire. In Scotland.
Can't seem to find that one on the system. Is there another name for it at all?
No, it's Dunfairly. That's what I know, the area.
Dunfairly.
Aye. It was run by nuns.
Smile. Ah, there we go. Is it Smile and Park?
Smile and Park, it could be. I don't know exactly. I was only waiting.
You said you were about 3 or 4, didn't you?
Aye.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, I don't know, no long. Don't think he was there for long.
That's okay. And where were you placed after that one?
Nazareth House, Aberdeen. I was in primary one, so I'd be about 5 year old.
And do you recall how long you were in that one for?
I was in there until primary 5, I think. Then I went to Nazareth House in Cardonald with the same nun.
So how old would you have been in primary 5? Sorry, I'm
from Wales,
so we're getting used to
it. I don't know, maybe 10, no, wait, 9, maybe. 9 or 10, I can't mean.
And then you went to Nazareth House in...
Cardonald.
And how long were you in that one for, if you recall?
About 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I went in the first year or so. Or primary 7, aye. 2 years.
So primary 7, yeah?
Aye. Then I was put in Ramsey House, this street, Damure, Claybank.
Ramsey House.
Aye.
And how long are you there for?
First year, just a couple of years. It was just so we were sort of just getting ready to get out of the care home.
And was that the last one, yeah?
Aye. No, no.
No?
See, I couldn't handle being back home. Know what I mean? I used to run away and I ended up in Golden Hill care home in Hargate just for a short period of time.
And did you experience anything whilst you were at that one?
Eh?
Did you experience any abuse whilst you were in Golden Hill?
No, no. The only abuse we've seen was Nazareth House. two of them.
Who knows what that's, yeah.
Aye.
In regards to your time at Nazareth House, which would you be able to tell me like a short but succinct statement regarding your time there? So why you were first placed into care, what you experienced, any incidents you can recall, how you felt?
Well, you were locked up in a dormitory up in Aberdeen. I sort of was sleepwalking or something. I'd done the toilet in a chair. The nuns made me sit in the chair all night. Then, don't know if you ever know them, the big carpet beaters where you used to hit the rugs with.
Yeah.
They hurt you with them. Then you hurt you with rulers.
So they hit you with them, yeah?
Aye. Then they'd make you dress up in dresses and face a wall. Know what I mean? If you were bad.
Made you put on dresses.
Aye, and face into a wall. They'd pull you a bit by the ear, the hair. That was sort of frequent.
Pulling your hair.
Aye.
And did they neglect your basic care in any way? So, hygiene, food, how they treated you?
No, you just had to eat what they gave you. You had to sit at the table until it was all done. It was strict. And if you didn't eat it, you just sat there till it was it.
So when you say that they used to make you dress up and face the wall and stuff and misbehave, what kind of things would they?
I'd just make you put a dress on and everybody laugh at you and stone in the corner.
Yeah.
And they'd make you serve the beggars their tea and sandwiches outside. I was all never been.
So how do you say that you felt whilst you were there?
Slept bad. Scared. Because they split all my family up. There was only 3 years left.
How many siblings did you have?
First of all, it was John. He left. He got put into Glasgow. Then there was Rosanna and Peter. They went to Glasgow, but a different place for John. Then it was myself, my young brother Robert, and my other brother Michael.
Did you ever get to see your other siblings, or was it just...
No, we didn't get to see them until we were out.
Yeah.
Then they tried to adopt me, my brother, well, my two brothers, Michael and Robert. They tried to adopt us out, or foster us out, at a place in Dundee.
Yeah.
But we says no.
How come you didn't want to be adopted?
No, we had a Munda.
And then, so following that one, then you were placed into the other Nazareth House.
Aye, doing Cardonald. It was the same nun that took us down. So we couldn't say anything.
And how come you moved?
Eh?
How come you moved to the different one?
She was getting put into a care home in the Nazareth House in Cadonald.
Yeah.
And she must have signed for us to go with her. Know what I mean? And then there was another family that pursued us later on.
Yeah.
That's the one the court case was about.
And what did you experience in that one? Was it the same things?
Just the same thing. You were just, you knew the nuns, so you were scared there. So you wouldn't try and cross her. So you used to see her beating the other families up. Dragging them by the hair and all that. Then they made you be altar boys and all that.
They made you what, sorry?
Be altar boys. Because at one point they were trying to get me to go into a priesthood.
How would you say that being at Nazareth House has affected you in the long run?
Bad. Well, I got into trouble in Cardonald. They made me get into the altar boys stuff, go into a church where there was a dead body. Now, at this time, I must have only been primary 5 or 4.
Yeah.
And there was no lights on. It was all candles. And there was a dead nun. An open leg coffin, and my punishment was to go and put all the candles out myself. So I didn't sleep for a good while after that.
No, it's affected your sleep and obviously being in there in the dark.
Aye.
Was that in the first one?
No, the first one was up in Aberdeen, where they beat you with the carpet beaters, made to dress up, stand in the corner, pull your boot with the hair.
Yeah.
Mother Brar got scolded with a pot of water. No, that's all on record, but he's passed now.
I'm just writing up the statement. So is there anything else that you'd like to add to any of the statements at all?
There was another incident where my younger brother, Robert, they were picking us up for school. What one was it? Saying, a Lady of Rileto? No Rileto. Lady of Lourdes, I think it was. It was in Cardonald anyway, the primary school, next to it. We were to go swimming. My younger brother was sitting on the roof of the van because they let you sit on the roof.
Yeah.
The minibus it was, and the driver, his name was John. I'm sure it was John. Not too sure. He drove. My brother fell off and broke his collarbone.
he allowed him to sit on the roof, and then
the guy drove off, away. Yeah. I drove away, and my bra fell off.
Yeah. Did you see this happening? Yeah.
Aye, I was there. Aye.
Yeah.
He broke his collarbone, so he did.
Yeah. See, witnessing things as well is also a form of someone's abuse, the mental and the witnessing
Aye.
Things. Yeah.
Aye.
So in regards to that now, so I've written up the statement. So they'll further down the line, once we've gathered and reviewed all the evidence and records, we'll be in touch to do a witness statement with you. So it will be a statement similar to this, just in more detail, more depth, because we'll have all of the evidence and timelines and everything like that. Is that okay?
That's all right, because yeah. The police has already had a statement off me.
Yeah. So if you feel like you missed anything out of these ones, or there's anything you want to add, don't worry, because you'll be able to do it further down the line.
You'll
also then be able to put it together with the one that you've given the police and everything like that, so it should then make your application strong.
Well, I'm sure my case was going on for about, say, 7 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the first time the police came to me, about 7, 8 years ago.
So, following that now, so the next thing to go through is the types of applications that we can pursue. So, there's two types that we can pursue under the redress scheme. So, there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. Based on the previous rules made by the scheme and everything you've shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment for you. Is that okay?
Right. There was also... what was it? The social work at the time. We had one that was good. And then the last one we got... I got into a wee bit of trouble, right? And it was my friend, but I was in his car. And the social work, you get social inquiry reports.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? At the court, I was only 16, they put me into detention. Know what I mean? Through the social work.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? So I got 3 months detention for that when I was 16 years old. Then I was abused in there. Aye.
And where was this?
Glenochle.
So the young offenders.
Aye, young offenders. Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
So you were 16, is it?
Aye, I was 15 when the police they pulled me out of my friend's car. And then they waited till I was 16. Then that was it. I went to court and I got 3 months.
So when you say you got into trouble, so what was it regarding?
My friend had broke in somewhere. And he went in the run. So I was in my other friend's car, and the police thought I was him, because we had all the same hair at that time.
Yeah.
They pulled me out, says I was him, and then found out I wasn't him, but still done me, because I was his pal. But there was nothing on me. All they did was find stuff in my friend's mum's house.
Yeah. So you were there for 3 months?
Aye, I got 3 months of detention.
Yeah, and what did you experience whilst there?
I got beat up in the showers with wet towels. They shaved your head as soon as you got in. Then you had to go training, marching, running every day. Then they make you kneel down with a bar of carbolic soap, big green soap or blue. And they made you scrub 4 marble squares on the floor until it was done. Then they put you on report for stuff they knew you did in the day, so you get extra time. It was just like military camp, making the bed blocks and all that.
Yeah, so in regards to that now, so I'd definitely like to pursue the individually assessed one for you, okay? So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person or anything, so we'll provide the detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story, okay?
Right.
So the next steps now are for me to send over the contract to you. So it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority. And then it'll also include then part one and part two, so it'll be all of the information that you've shared with myself today.
Right.
With the statements at the bottom. So I'll get these sent over to you now. So if you'd like, so I can stay on the phone with you whilst you have a look, so that you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed. But if you're happy to, I can help you and talk you through them if you need any assistance.
What you're talking about just now?
Yeah, so I can stay on the phone with you now whilst you look through them, or you can do it in your own time and call if you have any problems.
I'll do it by the time you send me emails and that, and I'll get help with it.
Yeah, so I've just sent those over to you now, so they should come through any second. So regarding them, so just a couple of tips. So once you open the link, there'll be a yellow box on the bottom of the screen that says fields required. And if you click on that, it'll take you to all the pages that need a signature. And then once you scroll all the way down to the bottom, then you'll be able to tick. It's like a little tick box. And then this like blue, purpley box then should become a darker colour, and you should be able to submit them. And then once you've done that, then they'll come through to us. And then with regards to the photos of the passport and the letter, that'll be on a separate email. So it won't be a link, it'll just be, you have to take photos and attach them to the email.
Aye, yeah. I know that. See, last time they got me on the camera, and somehow they got the photos and that. My passport then.
But did you open a link and it like opened a camera?
Aye.
So we don't have access to that link, so it would just be for you to just reply to the email.
Right.
Yeah. So one of them will be the contracts that you just need to sign. You don't have to fill anything out, because that'll all be done at a later date.
Right.
And then it'll be another email then for the passport and letter that you just send the photos back to.
Right,
if
no
you have
problem.
Any problems or anything, just give me a call, okay?
Right, no problem.
But do you have any questions for me at all?
No, that's it.
No, that's perfect. Well, thank you for your time today.
Right, thank you.
And I'll keep an eye out for the contracts, and once I get those through, then I can send your application off to redress, okay?
Right, no problem.
That's perfect. Thank you very much. Take care. Right.